Ladies and gentlemen, the Habituals on the worst little podcast in the world.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the beautiful Dogwater Studios overlooking a fall-colored Reno this week. I am your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, the Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Yo!
The Chewbacca.
Hello.
We've got the Kim and the Rick.
Hello.
Hi. And a bunch of other people, but more importantly, in studio, a great band you have not heard yet, The Habitual.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Did you say Kim in the Rick?
Oh, yeah.
The Kim and the Rick.
Is that what's going on over there?
The Kim and the Rick.
You know, if anybody's going to be in anybody, I think I should be.
I think Kim should peg you.
Maybe sometimes it's not up to you.
We're already into pegging.
Wow. Damn.
Man. We're not right even out like 30 the gate. Seconds in. Yeah.
That's pretty hot, though.
Hey, Kim, you're the one that started it. I'll just like to bring that up.
Yep.
Hey, nice plaque you got here in the room, Rick.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Look at that.
It says
everybody.
First place, best local podcast.
I saw the photograph of our whole gang minus me accepting that award. What was the award show like?
It was horrible.
It was awful.
Terrible. It was okay.
Yeah. The food sucked.
And let me explain. Let me explain.
I'm so glad
audience.
I skipped this. Yeah. I had to work.
That's what we all agreed to tell you that it sucked real bad.
Everyone who saw that picture that we took there, the one from the booth. The guy in the middle is Streiss, who is our webmaster.
Yep. Yeah. First time I
he
met
runs
him.
All the like,
who the fuck is
never
that
met
guy?
Him?
No, I just met
a bunch
him the other
people,
night.
I think you have. Like, you have met him guy? At a Christmas show in the past, but nope. He's just so kind of quiet.
He's, yeah, quiet.
He wasn't on that show.
He was hanging out in Rick's bedroom.
I think season one he came and tried to co-host, and he just didn't say anything the whole show.
Yeah,
I never shook his hand or talked to him before.
Sure,
but we couldn't be here without him, so it was nice to have him.
8 years working together.
Best looking guy in the bunch, so it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Huge Wang, too.
Oh.
Just so you know.
True.
Thanks a lot.
True story.
Yeah, there we go.
I think more of him. If possible.
Swing more of
low,
him.
Sweet a couple inches more.
What a nice dude he was and how, you know, he was definitely well dressed, and now I know he has a huge
well endowed.
It doesn't hurt
him the same.
No, too much.
But like,
well, it does hurt.
It was awesome. Like I said in a Facebook post, thank you for all the bands and all the guests, and more importantly, all the listeners and everybody who voted for us.
Amen.
It is a real honor to be noticed.
Oh, yeah.
The first year they have a podcast category, we took it. So
to be in the room there, everybody in there worked their ass off to get to that place that they're at.
Yeah.
Where people voted them the best,
yeah.
And we were one of them. So.
No, right. It was a real fun event, and as opposed to last year where you had Brad Bynum standing up there saying, best esthetician, Famous Dave's Barbecue.
No, they didn't do that.
Best atmosphere, Famous Dave's Barbecue. Yeah. Best. They didn't do that. They just had us all kind of congratulate ourselves and take photos.
Did Famous Dave's win anything this year?
They didn't win Best Barbecue.
I didn't see them.
No, I
did not see Famous Dave's.
I did not see Famous Dave's represented.
They're probably embarrassed about what they did last year.
Yeah, they're going to change their name to Unknown Dave's.
Dave who?
Dave's who?
Mildly recognized Dave.
Inconspicuous Dave.
Yeah, inconspicuous Dave. That's a good one.
I like that.
Yeah. Mysterious Dave's Mysterious Barbecue.
That was good.
Anyone see his wang?
Famous Dave's wang.
Best wine bar.
How does he
Famous
measure up?
Dave's Bloody Barbecue. Oh,
best cock in Black Rock. Famous Dave.
Oh, God. Anyway, moving on.
It's going to be a crazy show because we have a lot of fucking people here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's introduce the band real quick. Let's say hi to the Habituals. If you don't mind introducing yourself and your voice.
I'm Kat Atomic.
Hi, Kat. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks. Welcome.
The man in the beautiful, brilliant blue shirt and the Western
kind of
jacket.
Shirt.
Yeah, and the bright red face.
He dressed up even though we can't see him.
It's okay. It's for atmosphere.
All the audience in your head know that he's dressed better than any of us.
Straight.
And I'm usually pretty well dressed in my bow tie and nothing else. So this is a real improvement.
How many people watch this anyway?
That would be zero.
Well, hello, I'm Zane Black. Nice to meet you all.
That explains Zane.
Why there's
Welcome.
No camera on me right now. Or is there.
He's naked Zane on bass.
And who's that complaining down there?
Yeah, downstairs.
Slave driver.
The drummer's
slave
always
Dave.
Complains.
The
always.
Slave. Slave Dave.
Famous Dave
it.
On drums.
Slave and
For
Dave.
For best drummer, Famous yeah. Dave.
And you on the guitar there.
Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Hi.
That was full of energy.
It was.
Thanks for bringing
that's
all that
Tom
to the
that
show.
That was underwhelming.
I am completely an underwhelming human being, so don't be put
that's
off.
Him. Yeah. That's him.
Trust me.
I totally enjoyed
he's,
that
he's
song.
He's the founder. He's the founder of this band.
I'm like, is that your
cat
profile?
Cat's are you the founder of this band?
I yes, am the founder.
Okay, well, I mean, they're
the original.
No, I named it. I came up with this name. Nobody had it. I was like, holy shit.
And congratulations on your most recent bass player who just got kicked out of the band.
All right.
That's a shame.
I know a couple of bass players in the room. If you
if you're looking for one, we can probably trade you one.
Well, there's a story behind
well,
that.
Well, the fact, that, like the fact that the two of them are married is, should give me some get out of jail.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You single, Zane?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Zane, are you on your mic?
Get
right up on that.
All right, yeah.
Oh, God, thank you so much.
No, I'm single for the next 1,000 lifetimes.
Are you a homosexual?
He's, like, actively single.
I probably in some of my lifetimes.
Are you?
Not
are you?
In this one, I'm like, no.
And how old are you?
Okay. I'm 48. I'll right. be 48
Dude,
this January.
And I'm gay.
What sign and blood type are you?
Yeah, what's your social?
Because I know
I was gonna slip that one.
I'm gay in
bit.
My late 40s and desperately searching for someone to date me.
Oh,
it's a standard question.
Well,
we ask.
So yeah,
yes.
Nick's not like picking on you. He's looking for someone
we're
for me.
We're trolling
I'm,
for real.
I mean, do you play Dungeons and Dragons? And are you a Doctor Who fan? Yes.
Dude, I can learn.
If you see his house, I think you know the answer to that question.
My heart just grew 6 sizes. I'm a new Zane fan.
You guys, just for reference, Ian, our intern over here, is like all about this. He just did like a little dance.
He wants to date
on
he
his
likes
chair.
Dungeons yeah. and Dragons and Doctor
Who. Oh, he doesn't want to date me.
Now it's going to be the Who Wants to Date Zane show.
Trust me.
Up this week on Who Wants to Date Zane, we've got another panel of four guests who are going to try to stay in a room with him for a whole hour.
Yeah, yeah, that's how it works, though, for real.
Hey.
Well, yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. This is, yeah, this is going to be crazy
fun. I take it as a compliment, too.
How are your weekends? What you been going on in your lives? What's happening?
Way too much.
Yeah.
Busy?
Fucking working. Party. That's it. Working.
I went to a pumpkin patch and saw the haunted castle, and it was fucking disturbing.
What town were you in?
People were bringing their 2-year-olds in there, and they would come out just bawling.
Without the child.
Oh, where is this place?
Like, oh, was it one of those corpse houses?
Why would you do that to your kid?
Children of the Corn.
Where is it at?
Corpses in strobe lights.
It was way out in Lathrop. Past Stockton there.
Oh, yikes. That's scary enough as it is without a pumpkin patch.
The smell.
You go past Stockton?
I'm going to Lathrop.
It's Cowtown. Cowtown.
Yeah. People get as far as Stockton, they go, fuck this, I'm going back to Reno.
It's worth the drive back.
Generally speaking.
I don't care how much traffic there was, I was glad to leave.
Come on vacation, stay on probation. That's what somebody said to me in Stockton when I went there.
I think Lathrop's is like, come on vacation. Why?
Yeah. It's almost like talking to myself at home, you know? No one's here.
We're used to it.
Yeah, it is a sad life down there for the drummers. I feel bad for you.
Just close your eyes and lay back and just let it happen. No. It's fine.
That sounds strangely erotic.
send the new intern down there to keep him company.
I actually have my dick out right now.
Definitely send down the new intern to keep him company.
His name's
Kitten.
We got a new intern, everybody. His name's Kitten.
You can pet him if you want, drummer.
If you missed out in the last week.
He's a dirty hippie, and that's as much information as you get until he earns his real name.
Hey, that's his fake. No, that I earned that name.
Well,
Cat,
okay. you're
well,
you're,
didn't we also call him Kill Yourself?
Yeah, I'm Cat Atomic.
Yeah.
You are also
But that doesn't count because that's like his PlayStation screen name, so we can't use that. Yeah.
I thought that we were making
maybe
fun
of him. Yeah, no, I thought that was something spontaneously come up with, but no, that's a nickname he already has. We can't use that. Yeah.
What about Hello Kitty?
Ooh, Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
Well, this is the second show in a row where we've had cat-related names.
I know.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The cat theme around
anymore.
Here.
Bunch from now on, all people. Reno bands must be cat-themed and cat
Space Cats. We got to have them back on.
Right?
Space Cats.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
I have
oh,
the
that's
best
right. I
name
forgot about
for
them.
A band, and I don't know if it's taken, but as far as I've researched, it's not been taken, but nobody can take it now if I say it.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Anybody
this is all copyrighted.
Okay, so Phantom Power. Is that not the coolest name for a band?
Yeah,
Power,
I dig it.
Yeah,
I dig it.
Even the logo, come on, you know what the logo would be.
But only the techies will get it.
Like little, yeah.
It's like Lee Phantom.
The lightning with the ghost,
Cat
and you're
Power.
Like, oh no.
I like Sphinxter.
That's pretty good.
Sphinxter's nice.
Hey, it's yours now. You copyrighted it.
Sphinxter. So,
right here.
Yeah, I copyrighted it. I've written it.
You got to write it down on the fridge before you go.
Yeah, we have
a band name list.
I'm pushing for and ampersand. Where the second and is an ampersand, so it's
awesome.
And ampersand.
And ampersand.
You could open for the three. Or is it the
right, Rick? It would be ampersand.
Yes.
But you'd
but
spell out the second one.
Exactly.
You're saying the second. Yeah, right. Okay,
yeah. One of them you draw, the other one you spell out. I dig it.
Yeah, you have to be part of it.
Did somebody say beers?
I got a flask, but you got to come get it.
Yes. We got an intern for that.
Yeah, our intern can get you beers.
Hello, Kitty.
Don't rest your little drummer head. It's okay. We don't pay you to think or do things. Just sit there and drum.
Oh, thank God.
I'm Slave Dave.
I'm the gimp.
Oh, I have the perfect mask for you then. I do.
How long have you guys been playing in Reno?
You and S&M?
Playing in Reno?
Or well, just playing as the habituals here.
We've been together off and on for... How long has it been now? Since five years. Five years.
Ooh.
Longer than that.
Okay. But we had
the
a
original.
Whole like 3-year no.
In the middle. Yeah.
I joined
really,
them.
Realistically, we've been playing for 2 years.
No, realistically, I mean, when you started, it was like 8 years ago.
Yeah, but then
like,
we,
I joined
we really
them about
didn't.
3 years ago.
I auditioned for Lawn Spur too, but they were too young and hip And they were just like, you're old.
Yeah, and he is old.
And I hate that age.
And a couple
shit.
Of us were already old, like, so we're like,
because I'm old.
Yeah, we're all
whatever.
They're old.
We're like, well, he's old. We're, you know, I'm old, so it's cool.
You don't really yeah, fit in with the yeah. image, bro.
We're I mean, my pants
we
are
relate,
too loose.
Brother. We're in an old guy band, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is an old guy show.
Hey, if they rock, they rock. I don't care how old they are.
Realistically,
awesome.
That's the way
Miller Lite, baby.
Damn right. That's what they...
Can you say that on the on the Tubi thing?
No, you can't yeah, say any brand name.
No, no, our
you can say any
is,
fucking thing you want.
They'll sue your ass.
They can erase it.
Well, plus, we're on the internet. Sponsor.
Thank you, intern Kitty.
We've been able to say whatever the fuck we want on this
who
show.
For, who asked for a beer?
For 8 years.
Downstairs, our drummer.
Oh, yeah. No, that goes
downstairs, buddy.
I think he's already gave him one, though.
Why can't
give him another. Yeah. He'll drink them both.
Did you just show him the beers?
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
I like Cat's idea. Let's call him Pussy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, if it's got to be Cat related.
Oh, yeah, call him Pussy. Okay.
Now, Kim calls you Kitten, we call you Pussy.
Oh, let's call him Pussy Hair.
Pussy Hair? Oh, no.
Pussykins. Call him Pussykins. Come here, Pussykins.
I like Puss Puss.
Puss Puss.
I had a cat named Puss Puss. I didn't name
Puss
it that,
Puss.
So.
Beer me.
Boots, we could, yeah, we could call him
Puss.
We
could
call him Toledo.
Puss and Beers.
Puss and Beers.
Puss
and
Beers. A man's dream.
It's been a long time since
you
I called
like
him.
More like Pussy Toots.
he is kind of wearing boots. So.
Get hear him
Puss in Boots is kind
of. I bet they're not.
That's Ian.
That's the no longer intern production assistant.
Probably not work boots.
That's Ian. He's got his real name.
Yep.
Yes. He's a real man.
And laughs loud he enough to not need
he's
any
mic. He's not a
mic.
Pussy. No.
Man. I'm literally down here partying by myself.
You're not, though. We're all right here.
They too.
No,
we're
hey,
all
we're
in between your ears.
Here, man. Hey, Dave, the way I look at it, if I am drinking and getting shithoused at my house, but I've got my computer or phone on Facebook, then I'm not really alone,
not
am I?
Alone. You're not an alcoholic.
There's
no.
a lot of people out there who are drinking at the same time. I'm with their Facebook on, so it's like we're connected.
It's a social media age.
So you've at least got real people in the same building as you. We just don't want to be in the same room.
Yeah, you just smell a little funny.
Just remember, your Facebook friends will not help you move.
No.
Yeah. And you
yeah, I know, we're
them.
Going through that
about
right
to find
now.
That out.
Won't drive you to rehab either.
Right? They won't loan you $50.
Unless you have a really
pick
good GoFundMe page.
Yeah,
which we do.
Yeah.
Well, you might find that one. I remember it's a pretty amazing little tool sometimes when you are in need, though. You throw it out to however many friends you got, and one person responds and helps you tow your car somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stuff
yeah,
like that.
I've never done that for that, but I imagine, yeah, maybe if you put it out to 50 people. One
the last
might.
Place you'll yeah. look. Is where you're going to
find
it.
One out of 50
it.
Is.
Oh, I post everything on Facebook.
Actually,
I lock my keys in my car, and I'm
faith,
like.
Faith in Facebook research. Yeah.
I like to chainsaw wood and split it and help my homies stack it.
Our GoFundMe page thing. You know, I've never done anything
God,
like that.
God, that was so hot when he said
it
that.
It was working. But it also conjured up images of, like, you know, stacking up arms and legs like cordwood.
No. Strangely enough,
like,
me too. That's really weird.
I just got a chub.
Yeah, Rick's going to just isolate the drummer after we all leave and just jerk off on that. Just play the drummer's voice track.
I'm looking for a man my age.
Tuck manly to me. Well, right. She's got a 450 and, you know.
Oh, no. No, I'm gonna get some nice gay dude that talks like a gay dude, then I'm going to play your tape while I'm actually making love. Make it way better.
Be like, shh.
So it's
no,
like,
no,
it's,
don't speak.
It's
don't
like
speak.
The swimsuit model poster on the ceiling, so when your wife's on top, you don't have to look at her.
Oh. What?
Whoa.
Ouch.
Oh, that's an old married with children
nobody does
joke.
That.
Oh, okay.
No.
Nobody does that.
I was going to say, whose wife is going to let them do that?
That's well, yeah, what a blind one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it.
Oh, God. Now we just offended the blind.
I know. It was bad enough when we offended the deaf because they'll never know about it, but now we offended
but
the
somebody
blind.
Told them.
Oh. Well, that's between them and their sick hearing friends.
All right, let's have a song.
Yes,
more
please.
Music.
What are we doing next?
Yeah, what would you guys do if you were going to play a song
snake
right now?
Snake oil.
Snake oil. Give me a sec here. All right, Slave Day, stop giving orders.
Yeah.
Oh, so many ugly things I found to deny. Just so very into this, I gotta wonder why. Try to warm the stream away, get far away from eat it too. I'll serve your desserts.
This is good dancing music.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Fun.
It's good shovel on the driveway music.
That's actually not a bad idea.
If your ass doesn't move during the song, you're fucking dead.
Yeah. There you go.
Where can we hear you guys play? Where have you played recently?
We play at Shays a lot, but we are playing at the headquarters.
Headquarters coming up here very soon.
Fuck yeah.
In November.
Cool.
You know a guy?
We just played up in Truckee.
We've heard of a guy.
What is it? The Pastime Saloon.
Yeah. We just played the Pastime. Thanks. We got the headquarters. Was it the 9th?
I have to look that. That's with,
obviously November.
With the dialers.
Yeah.
Donkey Jaw.
Donkey Jaw.
Oh, I love those guys.
They're so fucking rad.
How is that happening?
Well, because we do.
There we go. Dialers, Donkey Jaw, Basement Tapes.
Oh, yeah, Basement Tapes.
Yeah, Basement Tapes. That's going to be
That's going to be a lot of fun.
And you guys, that's going to be a great fucking show.
Thanks for Dave Masson for hooking me up with this show.
Wow.
Thanks, Dave.
Those backup vocals on Basement Tapes, that girl, what's her name? She kills it.
Yeah, Amy. She's fantastic.
God. She's good. And that lead guy, he just gets after it.
Yeah, no, they're a good band. We played with them
a while ago. Aren't they married too?
Yeah, they are a married couple, yes.
Oh, wow.
The Calvert.
There are two married couples in that band.
Who did we open? Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, the bass player, the rhythm section is also married.
Conrad's in the Calverts.
Dang. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Crazy. We had another married couple in our band, and that was shortly.
We almost did.
Historically, in Reno, that doesn't work out.
I've seen it not work out.
Well, luckily, this was in Verdi, but still close enough. And we were just kind of like, it's like, oh, my wife plays bass. We're like,
Totally. Sure. It's like, well, wouldn't it be nice if that would work out? But
and then it just blew up really quick. So we were like, oh, well. And then we were without a bass player and a drummer again, of course. So that was...
Rhythm
section walked away. We're like...
I'm your drummer, son.
And we just got that drummer in tune, too. That drummer was just got it. We're like, yeah, we can play shows.
Yeah, we never played shows with that guy.
And then they walked away. And then they're like, I'm sorry.
We're just six months of investment.
And then
it just took off. So.
And then he mysteriously disappeared, but Dave showed up the next day with all of the same gear.
Like, hey, so Longspur didn't want me, but...
Tom and I have actually been skateboarding together for probably 20-plus years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
We kind of ran in the same circles. You know, when you're skating, we both I grew up in Truckee and he lived in Truckee at the same time a while ago, back in, what was that, like 94, 93?
Yeah. 18.
Are you all from Truckee?
And I'm from Truckee. Seattle. Kat is from Seattle. Zane's from
I'm
the Bay.
I'm from San Francisco.
Dave, he's from San Jose. Right? San Jose.
Okay. Man, whenever I go to Truckee,
I'm
there's
from
a lot
Seattle,
of
but I'm not actually from
terrible
Seattle.
Feet.
I've been in Truckee
terrible
for 22 years.
What?
Terrible feet.
Every time I go to Truckee, there's a lot of terrible feet.
Are people taking their shoes off?
No, there's a lot of
hippie feet.
There's a lot of like people with sandals
should not wear sandals.
Oh God!
Thank God.
And like strange ingrown fungus.
Yeah, it's like 3 feet of snow out, guys. Why are you wearing Birkenstocks?
That's why their feet are so fucked.
It's funny though because they've got these gnarly gnarly toes, but then they get into their $200,000.
You guys don't have a pair.
Pay for some Funkus stuff,
the
right?
How about you just buy a fucking pair of nail clippers? How about
that? Pumice stones.
99 cents.
Yeah, pumice.
Pumice stones are great.
They are great.
Hey, somebody buy a pair of ski boots that breathes. Right.
You mean like literally, or?
Yeah. Oh, like the ski boots are
literally?
Pretty.
Guys,
they are. They're,
su-
they're super constrictive.
They're plastic. I'm
gonna read an excerpt out of the Necronomicon right now.
Oh yes, yes.
Make your boots breathe.
Ex mortis.
Not only that, but it'll lick your foot. Oh, your toe.
Lick the inside of your foot.
You'll be like, hee.
My socks.
You
I
okay,
can't
dude?
Move my socks.
I'm good.
It's going in between my toes.
I got the new. I got the new H.R. Lovecraft. Boots. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it.
Open the gates of Ur. I need a foot massage.
Do y'all play shows in Truckee?
We just played one.
Yeah.
What are good spots in Truckee?
There's only one spot that we can play in Truckee, and that's the pass.
Yeah. Did you burn bridge at the other one?
No, it's just nobody.
It's that we play a punk rock set at Passing, right? Even though we have a softer set, but nobody will listen.
Truckee's a little high. High end.
Dude.
Well, but see, there's this new venue that's opened up where we know some bands, even a metal band that play there, because it's not all nepotistic and shit. We can't play there because what they saw was a punk rock set. You know, we were playing with a punk rock band. So, we did the punk rock set. But then, see, anything punk, it's really limiting. And that's why I'm trying to distance ourselves from the whole punk thing.
Other songs.
Well, here, do the pastime.
They're just like, you guys are kind of fast. It's like,
Dennis, wherever you are.
Thanks, Dennis. Yeah. Dennis tried. He says, or at least he said he'd been trying for a while. He's like, I'm working on him. It's like you've been saying that for a year and a half. So.
Yeah. Do you guys ever play South Lake?
And yet his girlfriend.
Yeah,
oh
we
gosh.
Actually we have a show in South Lake on the 27th of this month. It's the Zombie Ball.
Oh, cool.
Born Dead Production.
It's a bunch of metal
Born
bands.
Production. It's by Josh.
Okay.
That's not
Josh,
all metal. It's not all metal. It's by Josh. Yeah,
Josh. That's what they said last time.
Yeah. Good old Josh. I've known Josh for years. And he was just like, I'm looking for bands.
It was all metal.
It wasn't all metal.
It was.
Okay. He's a metalhead. That's his
thing.
That's
kind of stuff.
Right? Yeah, so how
well, yeah,
are you
he's a
death metal guy,
when you know? Guys come play at headquarters, I'd like you to play both kinds of music, punk and rock, if you don't mind.
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, we don't have a problem with that. Yeah, I mean,
we usually
try to diversify. Like, we end with a country song.
Yeah, we have a country
song. Farmland, P-H-A-R-M.
Farmland. It's about
your style reminds me of X, and they were kind of punk and country.
Yeah,
we get that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
You guys do kind of have that X feel.
And we don't mind
the
being
X-factor.
Compared to X because X was a bad
X. Not
They were an excellent.
Except you're way nicer than X-Fiend.
Excellent.
Oh, have you met her?
Her at Burger Boogaloo, she looked like Xanax feels.
Oh, yeah. So,
I heard that when she's not high, she has issues, though.
That's too bad.
Like allegedly.
Feels?
Come on.
Allegedly, yeah.
So she looked real watery.
Yeah, kind of like, hey, that's really great to be here. It's kind of like how Anna Nicole Smith talks.
I can't hear
it.
It's so good to be here.
Oh, yeah.
Too soon.
She's been dead for like 15 years.
Like 15 years and 5 days.
Her child's like a college graduate or something.
Nicole Smith.
Exactly.
The plus size model who kind of looked like Marilyn Monroe back in the late
She's
80s.
And married that super old rich guy.
She got married to someone really famous. Didn't
really
she?
Old.
An old rich guy.
Old
and
rich.
Then,
and
then
he
died
like 5
yeah.
weeks
she
later.
She had all the money in the world. And she's all,
And she was just totally just.
I vaguely remember. Hills. Was there some like TV thing with her on?
Yeah. She was like one of those 80s celebrities like Tammy Faye Baker.
They didn't hire her for her acting skills.
For sure.
But I believe she did have her own, like, what, VH1 or some weird
own reality show.
I was watching music. I remember her, and I'm like, this is
she was one of Hefner's girls, wasn't she?
Her kid died, too, right?
Yeah.
She was a guest model.
Her kid died. She had a kid?
At one point.
Yeah, like her adult son OD'd, I think, too.
Right.
It was really tragic. It was like, right. You think it'd be great to marry some old dude and have him die? I mean, I dream about that every day.
She
but
had a problem.
Some embedded problems in that. Yeah,
doesn't work
so
good.
You don't spend for yourself.
Yeah, step your game up, Rick.
Especially when you don't use enough lube. You know.
What?
Oh, I don't know.
Rick's definitely cutting that piece
in the coffin.
He doesn't have any facial expressions to go off of down there. He's just like, yeah.
He's like, oh, what? No, we weren't doing that.
Wait, we're not on that bit yet.
Shit.
I've given a lot of handjobs.
You guys got any?
He's just up there. He's just down there flipping the
favor
off
to myself.
Yeah, fuck you guys. You got any other shows coming up besides?
No, that's it. Just the two. Just
no,
the,
we got Jub Jubs.
No, it's at the headquarters now.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah, we got moved because the show in the big room got too big. So and of course, which my question was, why the fuck do you have two shows going on the same night in the same venue?
They do that.
I apologize, but I find that to be absolutely annoying. Now,
money,
it's one thing.
Money.
a national touring act that can fill the big room might need the same night.
We're selling tickets out here. Like,
that's basically.
That's what he was about to say.
I mean, because I know Mary Anarchy. You guys bounce back and forth, right?
Some years.
Or you guys stay
we
in the...
We tried it, but now we stay in the bar.
You stay in the bar now? Yeah. Oh, but I know years you're bouncing back and
when
forth.
When you got that
which
big
is probably
of
kind
a room.
Of,
the logistics
that's a big
of that
room,
was really weird.
And it's hard to fill.
And moving people from one location to the other was
everybody's drinking and talking. Nobody's getting up to go check out the other band. And the room is empty.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah. No, totally. Yeah. I mean, I remember
I was like,
everybody wanted to play in the bar after we did that experiment.
Okay.
He was like, I'd rather just play in the bar where it's packed.
I remember a couple times, like, remember the
That's
underground
the
down
pay.
On 4th Street, there were a couple times where there were
they
shows
would
they would do
the
back and
rooms.
Forth. And it was like, you know, I was in, I was roadieing for one band and they were in the back room and everybody came in. I don't remember. I think they're opening for Dwayne Peters Gunfight or whatever. They're opening for Dwayne Peters Gunfight and they're in the back room and there were a lot of people there, but most everybody was sitting in front waiting for Dwayne. And even if they were in the back, just playing their hearts out, it didn't matter. There was only like maybe 30 people at a Reno show. That's pretty good. But
I used to book for the back room
and
try to get like three of my favorite bands and do it, and it was never really great, but Remy did always pay me.
Well, that's a good thing.
He did
always
pay me.
That's
ain't
a good
like
thing.
To party.
That's a good
allegedly
talking about
allegedly. I meant like drink alcohol.
Folks place in the back there?
Yeah.
Folks place.
I did all the copper.
Private parties all day long.
I remember there were like couches in the back.
When you said did all the copper, you mean like...
I think it was just kind of like...
I mean both, Rick.
Does anyone think Shay should like have a couple fans?
Oh my God.
I think a number of people like the place, yeah.
Well, no, I mean
fans. Ours got stolen from there.
Come on, Dave, do the rim shot.
I found it.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
How about my tambourine?
I don't know, but possibly. I'm more than likely the guy that picked all that shit up
tambourine.
And walked away
with it. Yeah, you supposedly had it, so... So,
and it's Dave's birthday today, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
he's 38 years old.
He's even older than old.
Dirty great.
He just keeps going down. The number keeps going down every time he says how old he is. He's like, I'm 46. I'm 40.
You start diminishing it.
He'll
be all 80.
He's like,
down, right?
I'm
22.
Oh, see, I celebrate anniversaries with my 25th birthday.
Really? You need to say that you're older so the people are all, damn, he looks good.
All right.
They already do.
I'm 60 years old.
Okay, if this were in Asian culture, it would work because then, you know, girls would be like, oh, respect, you know, for the older people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Not here, though.
Welcome to America.
Maybe when I'm 90.
They're like, are you rich? Okay, then fuck you.
Oh, yeah. No, and I married an Asian girl. And she just treats me like shit all the time. So.
You're not old enough. That's what that is.
Or not rich
enough.
Either one. I mean.
No, it's not about rich. It is the
age.
No,
I'm definitely
age.
Not rich. I'm older than her, but just not old enough.
Yeah. See, you're not old enough.
You'll get there.
I need to be wisened.
Yeah. You got to be seriously.
grandpa respect.
That's why the guy had the goat.
I gotta, yeah, I'm gonna bleach my stash and beard white.
It's
gonna be like,
immediately. Get on that face right there.
Yeah.
Should probably do like the bald man shave too, like right up here. Just do the
horseshoe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Does anyone even know how many licks it takes to get to the center of a tootsie pop?
Jesus Christ.
One.
Like waxing philosophically down there.
What's going on?
Actually,
563 if you do actual.
This is actually a stupid thing, but when I was in summer camp, one kid actually did that.
It was 500.
No, dude. It's nowhere near that.
Dude, if you do the 300. Right licks like this, it took me 500.
Well, it didn't take him 500.
He must have had a bigger tongue than you.
Maybe not. Kids tried
or wetter.
Yeah. Wetter, maybe wetter, yeah, because I was like, okay, this is getting old and my tongue was dry.
I never tried that. I didn't really find that very entertaining.
I would just eat it.
Yeah, although watching the guy do it was entertaining because you're all... Seriously, dude.
I had to do it in sessions because I just couldn't do it that long. I was like, oh, this is boring.
The cartoon said it took three.
It's three. Yeah, exactly. The wise three. Owl says three.
Yeah.
Three.
Who licks three. A lollipop anyway? I suck it.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Right?
You gotta suck it.
That's right. What they both said.
Yeah. It's definitely
I suck it sexually. I'm like, ugh.
You can lick and suck. It's okay. Don't worry.
Sexually.
No, that's what you do to a popsicle. You gotta lick, and then you gotta suck.
Oh, God. I wish I could see what was going on in the other room.
Don't bite.
Just so that you don't make a mess, I'm saying.
Just don't bite. That's all I have.
Sir, she's gone from suck to blow.
Welcome to randomness.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Well, let's have another song, and I think it's about time for the quiz after that.
Good idea.
Monster. She's a chrome off a trailer hitch.
Honey, don't talk about our guests like that.
Oh, shit.
Trailer hitch.
Who can afford a chrome trailer hitch, though, right?
For real. You know what I'm saying. Yeah.
And then when she sucked the chrome off, you're like, dude, I needed that.
Yeah. I paid good money for a chrome trailer hitch, and you sucked it off.
That was weird. Why would
you
do that?
Hit her in the solar plexus, and then you'll get it back.
Yeah. Do you eat metal? What the hell? Oh.
I can dig it.
All right, another song. Monster?
Yeah.
Monster.
All right. Listen for the click.
Zipped up in my pre-skin, I don't wear it for you. You run hard from what's inside, yeah, if you only knew. Behind the links of nasty teeth, behind the teeth you see. A warning words and nuns, verbs you smile, all they're lovely. Every soul, when fear replaces novelty, it's out of my control.
can dig
that
it.
That was some dank-ass punk there.
Is that punk?
It was very good. It was, nice.
It was
rock and roll
yelly. Music. It was rock and roll.
It's
it
what
fun.
They used to call punk.
Yeah, no more four-letter word.
She doesn't like very punk.
It's too limiting.
Yeah, word punk is limiting.
Uh-huh.
We want to play everywhere and get up in everything, and punk doesn't
yeah,
do that.
You don't want to be pigeonholed.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Thank you.
That's cool. Like a band like Cracker, 1 week would play with the Grateful Dead and then play with the Ramones.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I want to be able to do that because we can do that. Our music does do that. It breaches all kinds of.
Yeah, versatile. You can't just be. And punk rocks are good music. Punk people
so
are
just,
very.
We just fucking rock it.
That's yeah, rock. They like
very strict
just
about
rock.
What they consider punk and not.
Punk rock people are free-minded thinkers who have a very serious uniform and regimented way of thinking.
Exactly. Quote unquote free-minded. Yeah.
I want to be
they
different.
Have to adhere to the
like
certain
different people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but see, very, I have to be
so
different
I got
just
my
like
leather
them.
Jacket.
Very rebellious and obedient.
But see, I grew up when my mom worked at the Mabuhay Gardens. She was a cocktail waitress there when I was a little kid, and I used to go there all the summers because it was all ages. Back then, punk meant everything that wasn't mainstream
normal.
Rock, wasn't corporate rock. That's what punk was, and that meant a whole slew of things. You
I mean,
know?
Sure. Talking Heads were considered kind of punk for a while.
Oh, yeah, they were a big punk
band. They
were
a big CBGB band.
The Cure started
happy
punk.
About it.
Yeah, they were a punk band
Pussykins.
For sure.
The Cure started punk?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Pussykins.
They were a punk band.
Puss.
Jump in someone else's train.
Rick, you got a trick
Cairo.
Or treater here.
pretty punk.
I want candy. I'm
we got prizes for the thing.
Yeah.
Well, let's not
talk about the prizes
yeah,
after
until
the quiz,
we do this
after the quiz.
Thing.
Yeah.
But somebody's gonna get them.
But you can leave them here.
If it's food, I'm gonna get it.
Leave them with Rory. He'll hand them out to whoever wins.
And is that the whole prize pack for everybody?
Oh God, quiz.
There's no burritos in that bag, is there?
I know.
Well, let's save some stuff for next week,
too. I will fight you for them.
Too.
I will fight you and I will win.
Oh, really?
I'm hungry.
Damn, we got prizes this week.
When it comes time to announce that.
Very professional podcast.
Perhaps the intern should be on mic.
Okay.
No, we're kicking him out of the room.
Yes.
Well, it was nice of him to bring the prizes.
No, it's awesome. It's pretty cool, too.
Maybe Puss can have a moment on the mic.
See, I think that's the best name.
I think, he could, get on mic and present it.
Puss.
Puss.
I'm just going to call Pussykins. Him Puss.
Pussykins.
Puss. All right.
Puss.
I guess
sounds
Rick,
so much more derogatory.
I guess, Rick, it's
well,
time.
That's the point. When you're an intern here, you have to earn your stripes.
Oh, yeah,
and part of it is a little bit of hazing.
Is growing out of the pussy stage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Ian knows. Right, Ian?
That I do.
Hey, look. See, we even let him talk. Rick, it's time.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, drunks and jerks of all ages, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask our contestants and victims a series of awkward and revealing questions they probably don't want to answer on the internet. Are you ready to play? Okay.
Yes.
Kat is freaking out
she's
here.
She's like, she's pointing at me, you fucking know about this.
Just lie.
This was actually something that I wasn't going to tell you, yeah.
Kat, we're going to start with you.
How do you win if everybody's going to ask these things?
By having shocking answers that excite us all.
Oh.
That's the,
I
there
win.
You go. What is your favorite kind of pie?
Any
pie.
Yeah,
you
just
like
not, just not
pie.
Anal. Just
no
what?
No anal,
anal pie.
Pie.
That's fucking random.
That's one of my search words on the internet.
Anal
she
pie.
Is determined
every time
to win
I go on Pornhub, it pops up number one.
Hey, anal pie.
Zane, what is
Rayleigh's
your favorite
makes
kind
a great
of pie?
Anal peanut pie.
Marionberry.
Marionberry pie.
Marionberry.
I like it.
Dude, I love
it. I don't like the way it tastes, but
life.
I sure like the way it smells.
Mayor
for life.
Exactly.
Who's Marion?
It's hard to sleep after you eat that, though.
I love Marion's berry.
Marionberry. He was
a crackhead mayor.
I just like the way
it smells.
Oh,
that's right. That's the guy that was smoking crack.
Yeah, he was the mayor of smoking D.C.
smoking
crack
in crack
in D.C.
Bitch, set me up.
Tom, same question to you. Favorite kind of pie?
I'm so vanilla. I think it's cherry.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Get down with the Warren.
How can you eat with cherry?
Cherry's good.
All right, now it's Warren. I want to change my answer.
Dave?
What kind of pie do you like?
I like me some German chocolate bottom pie.
What?
Chocolate bottom
German
pie?
German chocolate bottom that's pie?
What the hell?
That sounds, again, like something that's in my search bar.
If it's not, it should be. Check it out, folks.
I think you're... Chocolate, is that chocolate cream or something? There's no German chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's lovely.
Dave, I'm going to start with you on this one. In all of history, if you had to pick a real person, who would you pick a fist fight with?
Michael Jackson.
Ooh, shit. No hesitation,
the king
too.
Of pop.
Oh, guy's
wow.
From Gary,
you've been
Indiana,
waiting.
And he
strong.
Will fuck you up.
Strong answer.
No, I would break his re-break his nose so he could have a decent
our
nose
normal
again.
Aw, that's
Tom?
So thoughtful.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
I would probably
as
win.
She is now or in her prime?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Either?
Now. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah,
you take
I
her.
I might win. Might. Although wow. She's probably a grandma, so.
Oh, God.
Bitch, a cut you, man.
Newt Gingrich.
Yeah. Ah. Nice. Again, no, as he is now or back in his prime?
Is he still doesn't alive?
Matter. Hell yes.
Oh, fuck. I would back any day of his life.
You know when he's 23, make him take his shirt off? I think I'm...
Yeah.
I think when I'm 70, I think I could have taken him when he was 22, okay?
Okay. That's what Rick said, too.
And Kat, who would you start a fist fight with?
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Nobody? You wouldn't pick a fight with anybody?
Not even Oprah?
Probably no, me.
Especially not Oprah.
Okay.
Especially not Oprah.
What is the first album you ever purchased with your own money, Kat?
Oh, my Lord.
Are we talking like vinyl or are we talking
yeah,
just whatever?
Yeah, you know, first vinyl you bought or cassette with your
whatever,
own money.
Okay.
Yeah.
CD if you're a young man.
Okay, Soundgarden.
Bad Motorfinger?
Yeah, which one?
Bad yeah, Motorfinger. Yeah, right.
That's okay. A good album.
That was your first?
That's my first.
It's a good album.
I got a lot of free music until then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got given music all the time. I had foster parents who were in, you know, like with all
oh,
the...
Oh, cool.
But when Soundgarden came out, you had to go
stations.
Buy that record.
Yeah. Well,
it's a good ass record.
I just had to make a decision on the fly, kind of, because I wanted, you know, got a new stereo for my birthday, and I was like, okay, I'll fix something. Well,
good choice.
So I just said, okay.
You got some points on this end.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Zane?
I think it was either Sonic Youth Evil or maybe Dead Kennedys Frank and Christ, but I might have gotten that as a present.
The Frank and
See,
Christ.
That's what
yeah,
I was having
yeah,
trouble
yeah.
with is what I got as
but
a
I definitely bought Evil with my own money.
Nice. So. Nice. Good choice as well. Good choice.
My own money. I think it was Nirvana, Nevermind. Or
I got that at the same
I think
time.
It was, yeah. Or it was Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. It's one of the two. I want to go with Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here.
Okay.
Strong choice.
Yeah.
Dave. I love that album.
Dave?
That's the best.
Michael Jackson.
Holy shit.
Thriller.
Beat it.
Oh, beat it. Yeah.
I did buy that.
I should have fucking seen that coming.
I totally, I almost.
I set you guys up.
Fuck you. For me, Zane was out there, but fucking Dave's just like creeping up on him. Like those ponies going across when you do the water
That's
gun
awesome.
Clown
hey, Kitty,
thing.
Can I get a beer?
Dave, rounding to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100, how many books do you own?
Ooh, 5.
And what was the last book you read?
0.
It was like David Icke, some reptilian theory, like crazy conspiracy book.
Oh, like a Hollow Earth theory stuff? Kind of stuff?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Michael
Daddy,
Jackson!
Why is the drummer always the slow one?
Oh, shit. Balls.
He keeps Tom. What are you talking
Tom,
about?
Tom,
how many books do I own?
Yeah, same question.
Hundreds. No, because we've given so many away.
Oh, that's right. It was still probably, at least 100, I
probably
think.
50.
No, you're forgetting about the box.
Oh, shit. 50, 70. I don't even know. 70.
Everyone knows was the last book you read?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm reading Mark Twain right now.
Okay.
Which one?
It's the weird one. I can't even remember. It's just all his short stories and weird essays and stuff.
Frog
oh,
okay. Calaveras County and whatnot.
Yeah.
I just finished reading it.
Say, I'm going to skip over to Kat here real quick since we already know how many books you think you guys own.
Yeah.
And what was the last one you read?
Pick 3, it's called. And it's just a motivation, like how to organize your life.
Nice.
It's how to do what you want. but you don't get to do it all at once. You like have to prioritize. It's how to prioritize.
And she's a speed reader, so cool. That doesn't really.
Yeah, no, I'm actually reading three books at once, but I thought I'd give you one title.
So. What are the other two? What are the other two? Yeah, pick three.
Pick three.
Yeah, I'm actually reading a David Sedaris book, and then what's the other one? Amy, what's her name? Amy Chan. She did the oh god damn, I can't even think of the name because I'm on the spot right now.
The one who was imprisoned in Korea?
No, her sister. No. She did like the Tea Ladies Club or something like that.
The Joy Luck Club?
Yeah, thank you.
Tan.
Yeah.
Amy Tan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm doing the one where it's called the, I don't know, they made Ink or something. It's like called the Bone Filer's Daughter or something like that.
I haven't heard of that one. Cool.
Yeah,
Zane.
It's a good book.
Okay, the last.
How many books do you?
Oh gosh, I own over 200.
Okay, all right.
The last book that I finished was The Divine Comedy by Dante.
Yeah,
and I'm currently reading The Kalika Purana. I'm almost finished.
Wow, a very well-read and literate band here.
You guys might not be punk.
Why is the drummer always the stupid one?
It was slow.
There are a lot of intelligent punk rockers.
Case in point.
Punk rock is intelligent. Yeah,
I just realized that was Dave saying.
It is intelligent, man.
Hey, how many readers you know that don't wear glasses, though? It's tough on your eyes.
Not if you do it right.
Zane doesn't wear glasses.
Yeah.
You want to try it.
They just wear glasses.
Not what I'm reading.
Smart.
Painful.
Yes, sir.
What's the most unusual place you've made whoopee?
Ooh. Okay, so there's this elevator that goes up to the Space Needle.
I used to live in that town.
No, I don't believe you.
Well, that's where we started anyway.
Elevator.
I love it.
Zane.
I would say like a public school playground, but that's everybody does that. Everybody does that. So
unfortunately, that was last week.
I'm gonna say it was at a movie theater in the middle of a David Lynch movie. I think it was Lost Highway.
Please tell me.
Please
tell me it was not Blue Velvet.
It was Blue Velvet. It was Lost.
Really, Heineken. Really fuck that shit.
Mommy.
Yeah, Lost Highway would be a good one.
Well, quite frankly, we were bored of watching
the
movie.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you were.
Yeah,
we all were.
You got to do something during Eraserhead.
Weirdest.
Oh, God. But finish before you get to the baby unwrapping.
Oh, fuck it. Seriously. Oh,
God.
Elephant, man.
If you don't finish, you'd be like, oh, man.
You'll finish. You're like, I am finished. I'm done. Bye.
Let's take the letter.
I gotta leave.
Like pushing a rope uphill.
Oh, Tom, I want to hear this one. Tom.
The weirdest. All right. The weirdest place I have is there
it's
was.
With her.
Anywhere is with you is weird. it was back in a long time ago when I was in high school. I was 14 years old.
Oh yeah, I know this one.
Yes, you do. And we were there was this skate park behind this church. It was a skate church. We all went and we did. You know, we would supposedly worship God while we were, you know,
skating.
After skating or whatever. Yeah, you get it. It was just a chance to skate.
Naughty.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. And we,
Catholic
me and my girl.
Skate parks?
No, it was Christian. But anyways, we were
Christian.
I want to hear this.
But we were there was this big tall half pipe, and inside the half pipe behind it was like kind of wooded in completely, and there's a little hole to get under it. And my girlfriend and I went in there and we started like having sex underneath the half pipe. Shitty part of the story is that while we were doing it, the pastor of our skate church came out and saw us underneath the ramp and just kind of peeked in there. He was like, hey, how's it going? And I just fucking flipped out and I jumped off of her. And of course, there was broken glass underneath the.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I have a permanent scar in my ass crack.
Yeah.
A big piece of glass.
All pleasure and pain.
And of course, I went out and had to talk to him, and it was very, very comfortable. Yeah. It was great.
With a bloody ass crack?
Yeah, with a bloody ass. I didn't even know. I was so hyped up on adrenaline from just like, oh, my shit, that I didn't even notice until I was.
A girl touched it. The priest caught me. I'm bleeding.
Oh, God.
Until I was cleaning my ass crack that night, and all of a sudden this big flap of skin popped up while I was I'm like, holy shit.
Oh my God.
And yeah, it's still there.
Oh,
damn.
Wow. I was 14.
Did you have a second date after that?
No, actually. No, actually he didn't. No.
No. We never did it after that. And we broke up soon after.
We salute you.
Dave, what's your answer?
Hey, where are you guys anyway?
We're upstairs.
You can't see us.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it.
Weirdest place.
Tell us about the weirdest place you've done it.
Made whoopee.
Can you beat that last answer?
The Winchester Mystery House.
Oh, no way! Wow.
You're full of shit.
That's come just on. The weirdest place,
the
period.
The Space Needle, the damn. Winchester Mystery is what?
A bunch of exhibitionists in your band.
All right. All
right, I'm going to do it in the Leaning Tower of Pisa, goddammit.
I don't know. She was into Bauhaus, you know?
Goth chick. That makes it better, yeah. I like that.
This is already... Was she bloodletting you while you did it?
Yeah, yeah, probably a little bit.
All right, maybe that's
this
a little
is the
too
best place.
She bowed in that house.
Goth sex in a mystery mansion.
Oh, my God.
Gosh, should we just jump to rapid fire at this point?
Yes.
All right. Who wins in a fight, a donkey or a walrus? Cat.
Fuck if I know.
A walrus.
Walrus.
Dave.
Walrus.
Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
Beatles.
Elvis.
Elvis.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek, obviously.
Star Wars.
Yeah, he's the nerd in the room. That's the hardest question for him all day.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
No, retro.
Old Star Wars. Old Star Wars.
Star Trek is superior, but I enjoy Star Wars more.
Well, yeah, there's that, of course.
Okay, rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons? Cat.
Rick Taylor.
Richard Simmons.
Rip Taylor.
Simmons.
Michael Jackson or Prince?
Oh, we know
Jackson.
That one.
Prince.
Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
The only one who got it right.
Would you rather
gay
get beat?
Gay or ginger?
Oh.
Beer or ginger?
Would gay rather, or ginger?
Or ginger. Would you rather be a homosexual or have red hair?
Well, hello. Fuck you too.
Cats.
Okay. She has complete red hair.
I have
Cat
no
wins
choice.
The answer. It doesn't really matter what you guys say.
beat up or arrested? Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
I know this answer. Beat up any day of the week.
Well, I've been beat up and I've been arrested.
Both, yeah.
So which would you rather?
Well, usually they come in pairs.
But in this instance,
which one?
Get arrested and the other one you get beat up.
All right, I'd rather get beat up.
Beat up.
Arrested.
Okay.
Because you can get beat up in jail too.
Or he has a good lawyer.
Vampire or werewolf?
Werewolf.
Werewolf.
Werewolf. Werewolf. Zombie or mummy?
Zombie.
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 Don't say they're the same thing.
They're Ronnie, not. James. They're
Ronnie not. James Dio or Ozzy Osbourne?
Dio.
Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Dio.
Interesting split.
Oh, time See travel. Time travel to future or past?
Past.
Future.
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 Wow. Who says future? You guys, I guess I'll do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you don't, but I mean...
I'd rather go forward.
And finally, last question.
I want alien disclosure.
You're being led to a gas chamber by a comedian in a clown suit. Which comedian would you like that to be, Kat?
I don't care. It's a clown. I don't care.
You're just crying inconsolably at this point.
It's a fucking clown. It's a nightmare.
Pagliacci.
I want it to be David Koresh.
Whoa.
But he's not really dark. He didn't have much weird. Of a stand-up career.
Yeah, his sets were really dark.
It
too.
Was pretty funny,
you know.
I heard he really killed it in Waco, though.
He's on fire.
Dave, where are you? Come on, Dave.
Gallagher.
That was really good.
Gallagher, fuck yes.
Oh, shit, Dave. Yes.
I don't even have an answer because that was
Gallagher's,
the best one.
If Gallagher's unavailable, will Gallagher 2 do?
Gallagher's twin brother, yeah.
Or Carrot Top.
Oh my God!
Well, Jesus is a clown.
That's when you're just like
the correct. The correct answer is Jerry Lewis, but I like Gallagher a whole lot.
That's a really good one.
Wow. So I'm gonna tabulate the scores here, and I think the really the ass crack story is what puts him over the top. Tom's our big winner.
Oh yeah!
Whoa. I did not see that coming.
I thought for sure
neither did I.
Under a skateboard ramp, it was going to be Black Widow.
Let's see. Oh, let's see what he has won.
What has he won?
Now I'm totally freaked.
A Ziploc bag of 35 Plackers twin line flossers, just for you.
Beautiful.
Ooh, yeah, man. We're not trying to
beautiful.
Say anything.
Yeah, no, we're not. Yeah. We
no, that's fine.
Anything.
Clean your teeth.
Let's see.
Already.
An art dog sticker. That perfect for
right,
your vehicle.
Right. This is a yeah. Your I brought these. So I thought of all things habitual.
And you need to floss.
Floss? Good yeah. flossing floss. Habit.
Sex, so sex, food, drugs.
Yeah. Art dogs, you need a good art habit.
Art dogs, gambling, you definitely shopping. Need you definitely need a place to go to get
that vase. This vase on the sticker looks really nice. It looks like a perfect vase for putting
flowers,
small trees.
What else are you pulling out right now? What else are you
let's
pulling
see.
Out?
Oop, oop, a habit. Oh, to the skater in the room, you get a little fingerboard.
A little fingerboard I got from the dollar store. Yeah,
that's cool.
Fingers
Tom.
Do the skating.
If you could remember all your old tricks, you can do them with your fingers.
Dude, Nolly knows.
Can you break
crying?
Your back with your fingers?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Damn, puss, you
pussy.
Spoil our guests.
Dave Salivary. All right,
ooh, we've got a lot of prizes. A pack of cards from somebody's
yeah.
wedding.
Oh, it's my Christian and Morgan's wedding. Yeah, I just, which is like 2 years ago. I just like put them in. I was
gambling.
I'm trying to get rid of them. Here
the Presidential Physical Fitness Award.
Yes. Holy shit. Wow.
Yes, by the president.
Yep, wow.
The president himself.
There you go.
I found that thrifting as well. Wow. But apparently whoever does the most athletic thing right now wins it.
A pyromaniac.
The most athletic thing right now?
A Rasta reggae lighter.
Oh,
he can pass
it. Two for one. The Rasta
Ragamuffin.
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 Habitual. You guys smoke weed?
Half of what the Messiah is.
Oh,
dry. You got a weed smoking band.
Did you find that other little mini bag I put in there?
Cheech and Chong. Up in smoke and still smoking.
Cheech and Chong Blu-ray.
Dude.
Damn. That's like an oxymoron right there.
And a little something something here.
What's that?
A little something something
fake,
here.
Fake eyebrows?
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Oregano.
Oh, it's oregano.
I brought some herb. Herbalife.
Herbalife.
It's legal now, folks. So,
it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So it's.
But where's the pretty little vase for it?
Yeah, where's the vase? Does it come with a vase?
And then last but not least, we have a couple of gift certificates. One to the Noble Pie Parlor and the other to Picnic Pub and Patio.
And then I brought in an original. I'm trying to make this a thing by overachieving being a intern right now. So if I haven't heard of the band beforehand, I am going to try to create a piece of artwork just on your name and name alone.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So I did that. So I made an original piece of artwork.
All right.
Collage work.
The hundreds of bands we've had here before really appreciate all
this. The one that you set next to you. I made that this week.
It's so awesome. It's a painting
totally
of a bunch of pills.
Yes.
I love it.
That's really nice.
Awesome.
Thank you, puss.
It's a bunch of pills with somebody pouring a drink, and it says,
"Enjoy a photo of it.
Two vacations.
Put it on the page."
Oh, that's
but
awesome. It looks like Elvis falling off the toilet.
We'll have to, puss, come in here and take a picture of them all holding their prizes.
We will right after all.
Thank
you guys so much, and thanks for letting me help out.
Hey, puss and boots, great job on the. Prizes.
You're the best
sweet.
Puss in Boots ever.
Meow.
All right.
Fuck you guys.
Let's have another song.
Yeah, let's have some real rock and roll, not this old timey Rick's old man
this
music.
Is a love song to the waste disposal.
Waste management.
Yeah, waste management people.
Ooh, nice.
We be without them, right?
I love that. I happen to have a waste management leather jacket that I found at the thrift store.
No shit, that's awesome.
I'm gonna wear it for this song.
You do not. Oh my god, that's so awesome. You seriously do? Yeah.
Where is it?
Wrong jacket, bro.
It is. WM. Yeah, waste management. That's so awesome.
Somebody there got this and then they didn't want it.
That's a nice ass jacket.
They were like, oh, it's soiled.
Thank you for your 10 years of service as a valued employee.
This is a badass jacket, though. Yes, it is.
Totally. Thank you for picking up all of our crap. Here's a jacket.
Garbage man.
Trash man.
Trash man.
Are we doing it?
Do it.
We're doing it if you'd start doing it.
Yeah, my hero in job disguise makes my belly full of flies. I keep the vapors when you call. Yeah, my neighborhood's trash room. Trash can before you trash.
of the day. One thing's for sure, I'm his bag whore. My heart's a trash can, for you trash man. My heart's a trash can, for you trash man. Trash man, trash can. My heart's a trash can, for you trash man. I need you trash man.
Hell yeah. Nice. Very cool. An ode for all you trash men out there.
That's awesome.
At trash men never gets no love.
They never
That's
do.
So cool of you.
Give them some.
Does anybody tip their trash men at like Christmas or anything?
I did, but it turned out it was leprosy.
Nope.
Whoa. Man, dude, Rory took his funny bills tonight. Shit, he's had a couple of them. Rory, you guys should enjoy this. Rory's nervous.
That was awesome.
It's traditional to give your trash man alcohol.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
As if they're all drunk. Because you're not going to give a book.
Because what I want my garbage man to be doing on Christmas, the day after Christmas, is driving around drunk.
Yeah, he spills all the trash.
You know what they need? They need like a first aid kit. Or like, you know.
The guy's in like AA and you give him a bottle.
A sweater.
I don't think you're supposed to do it anymore, but I mean,
no, actually, they refuse. I had someone that tried to do that. I know someone that tried to do that.
I've left six packs for them before and they used to take them and they don't anymore.
Yeah, fruitcake.
Fucking
it goes
waste
in the trash
management
anyway,
ruined
you know?
It all.
The last thing they want to see around Christmas is another goddamn fruitcake.
And folks, cash, not checks.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's stick in Halloween. Let's not get to Christmas.
Yeah. They just killed that. Speaking of Halloween, don't forget to get your tickets for Young Frankenstein going down at Good Luck Macbeth. You've just got a few weekends left. I will tell you, next weekend's already sold out. Last two weekends have sold out. There are very few tickets available, and rush tickets at the door are really, really hard to get with this show because we have such limited seating and because of the staging. Literally, we don't have enough room for the band, so we had to suspend them from the ceiling on a second stage.
Wow.
What? Seriously? That's awesome.
I'm not even kidding. It's awesome. It's
I
want to
go see
really,
just to that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to see band suspended from the ceiling. That'd be so cool.
We're really excited for this production. Get your tickets now. You can get them in advance. They're about $5 cheaper. Or for $30, you can get the VIP champagne table treatment. I believe those tickets
is
are like there's like less than 10 of those left. No, you're sitting on the floor.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh, I want to take Mikey.
I
want to
get suspended. Shibari. I want to be like.
Lots of rave reviews about the show. The pictures Eric took just look fantastic. So please get out there and go see some good live local Halloween theater. We've also got coming up next week, this weekend, Sunday services after your zombie crawl. At headquarters, we've got their only Halloween show, Murder Rock. Murder Rock at headquarters next Sunday services with
Dennis's
brother,
right?
Who?
Dennis from Dennis.
It's the Faro family.
Who you played with,
the Alexander brothers.
It's the Faro family. I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, Chris. Yeah, Frankie.
I don't know who you're talking about. Yeah, man.
Frankie Faro.
I see.
Which is totally relevant to with, like, what we were just talking about.
And the zombie crawl is at the Legion Hall, right?
What? Oh, yeah. No, the zombie.
No, that's
zombie
crawl.
Ball.
That's no, the zombie
that's
ball.
Zombie ball. This is the zombie crawl ball. Where you can get cups at headquarters we and I believe Harris downtown.
Fuck you guys, just like a zombie and go to a bunch of bars.
Yeah.
The first song
You're
we played is
job,
actually
bro.
About zombies taking over a rock show. That's the first song that we played here.
Nice.
Take over.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that because you love a man with brains.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. I've always had a weakness for a man with a brain.
Yes.
Zombie songs are great.
Yeah, Rory wrote one too. One to Dooley. We should play together so you just both play our zombie songs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. We have a whole like horror
put out, like,
kind of theme.
A zombie theme like, album or something.
I did a really, well, I guess he said
the
it was
Rocking
too
dirty Dead.
Though, but it was like,
bad.
It was like you seem more alive when you're in bed. You know,
we have a zombie instrumental
kind of
thing. You had zombie what, Zane?
We have a zombie instrumental called Stakes on Wheels.
Yeah, it's about getting chased down by zombies.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Is there anything else we
should
have
make
going
a video
on?
For that?
I wanted to also promote the Electric Show on Friday. Ooh, it's the Electric CD release show. Good friends of the show. Lots of great, all three great guys. We weren't sure if Brooklyn was going to get to play the show because something was wrong with his neck, but he just sent me a message the other day saying all systems are go. Yay. So we're excited for the Electric CD release show. It's just them, 2 hours of mayhem and drinking.
Cool.
And the Electric. So that's Friday. Saturday, of course, at headquarters is the Crawl. And then Sunday is Murder Rock.
Fuck.
But there's got to be other things happening this weekend.
Kel has something.
Yeah.
Kitten.
Puss.
Pussy.
Pussy boots.
Spirit.
Get on the mic.
So glad we're a room away from each other. You guys be kitten my ass. All right. So on Wednesday, October 17th, there's over at Picnic Pub and Patio, there's a drunken pumpkin carving competition.
Ooh.
So, yeah, so you get to pay $10. You don't have to BYOP. You can just get a pumpkin
show up
there.
And get a pumpkin.
And yeah, you for $10, you get supplied a carving kit. And also a drink, like any well, house, or select drafts over there, too.
BYO pumpkin, though?
Yeah.
You can if
you want to find your specific pumpkin that chooses you. Is it like Harry Potter wands?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They choose you?
Yeah. You let the pumpkin choose you.
Yeah, the pumpkin chooses the you. But if you get first place, you get a Kirk and Sweeney Old Dominican rum right there, too.
Mm.
And they're also going to be playing movies over the top of everything too. I think the movie's gonna be Hocus Pocus.
Yay. Yeah.
And then
Halloween.
That's
actually crazy. My my lady girlfriend. Yeah. Girlfriend.
Lady girlfriend.
Why'd you step one up?
My lady girlfriend. I need to double down on the fact that it's a girl.
I like my man girlfriend. Her and her girlfriend.
My lady girlfriend woman.
They're doing that. They're all kindergarten teachers, and all three of the kindergarten teachers are doing that, and they're dressing as Hocus Pocus.
Radical.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
For the kids.
And then on Friday the 19th, there's Bazooka Zach. I'm not sure if you guys know him very
well. Yeah, we do.
Hell yeah.
He's also in Space
He's
Cats.
Doing his
I love his
summer
gum.
Heat wave. That's going to be from
9
p.m. to 2 p.m. I think he does. I think he actually does.
He has the most delicious gum.
I will tell you that I was like beach tanning with my ex-girlfriend over by Idlewild, right by Idlewild Park, and we saw Bazooka Zach walking through this like wooded trail, and he had his whole soundboard and all his computer equipment, and we're like, what are you doing? Like, where are you going? And he's like, I'm going to go create some music. So he takes his soundboard.
I've seen his videos of this.
Yeah, he takes his soundboard and just goes sits by like a chill ass river, and puts on headphones
yeah.
and just free beats it all the stuff. I was like, wow, that's admirable.
It takes a lot of acid too, probably.
Dude, yes, no, he looks like acid is.
He looks like acid taste.
Yeah. Good callback. He looks like acid.
Good callback.
Paisley
on the looking like when drugs feel.
Then just the last thing, still over at Picnic Pub and Patio, which is going to be Sunday, October 21st. They still have their spaghetti western things that they're going on. A fistful of spaghetti.
Nice. Yeah.
And Huckleberry Road is going to
be
playing there.
Twan.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then they're going to be during their spaghetti westerns, they're going to be playing westerns, and that's going to be featuring the movie, which I have not seen for some reason. Viva Django. Mm. I don't know what that is. But it's any old-timey westerns are all good, you know.
Nice. Yeah.
That sounds
and
great.
Hey, big shout out and thanks for the Picnic Pub and Patio and the Noble Pie Parlor for all their donations.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Is that guy Trevor still own that place?
Yeah. Trevor's there. Noble? I just talked with him today.
I used to snowboard with that cat.
Dude, that's how I met Trevor. There? I met Trevor on a chairlift. Me and him traded snowboard pants.
Oh, there you go.
That sounds like a longer story, but it's really easily quick. He's like, he had big snowboard pants, and I have small snowboard pants.
He's like, switch it in.
Or vice versa. Yeah, we switched them.
He's one cool motherfucker. Well,
yeah, Trevor's
speaking
right.
Speaking of sponsors of the show, did you know you can become a sponsor too, Jason?
I can.
That's right. All you have to do is visit patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast, and you can sign up to donate at any level of participation that you would like.
Gee,
and
Willikers, are you serious?
That's right. You'll receive a free thank you from the entire podcast.
Oh my gosh.
I think Cole Adams has a commercial for us or something, right, Rick?
We played it last week. You guys want to hear it again?
Let's play.
Cole, tell us all about it.
Wanna give him money so you can hear more.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Reverend Rory with the Worst Little Podcast.
Tell you everything about Reno, it's in store for you.
You gotta give them money, yeah.
That's right, money.
Otherwise they can't pay the electricity that's making this mic what you see. So just give us some money, please.
Dog right. Water Dick needs your Skrilla.
Give us money, please.
Preach it.
And we'll thank you kindly by
suck
doing more
your
and more stuff.
Dick.
The little house the dick built.
Money.
Ass cash or grass?
Money, 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 money.
That was pretty
and
subtle.
No one money, rides money, for free.
Money, money.
And just so you know, we have a new subscriber this month.
We did. We got
yes.
one.
Well, let's say hello to them.
I don't know who it is. It's somebody named Cadillac Kim.
Oh.
Never Cadillac heard Kim totally signed up.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. She forgot.
Well,
just
actually,
now.
To be honest, I signed up under Elise's name and have been paying since then.
Oh.
And then I was like, fuck that bitch. So I like did it under my name.
Oh. Hello. Oh,
wow. It all makes more sense now.
Yeah.
Hi, Elisa.
But thank you. Yeah. There's nothing better than getting double. That email that's like, hey, guess what? Somebody
yeah,
loves
but,
you.
Yeah. But it's you.
I thought Eric Shapiro signed up too.
He
that
did.
Was last week.
He
yep.
Did.
And we talked about oh. and we talked about and also Eric
hi,
covered
Eric. I wasn't
covered
here last
on a
week.
Previous podcast. And, that,
and
that,
I didn't
geez.
Listen either, so
and that,
sorry.
That crazy fucking so ginger is giving us more money than any other single person on the Patreon.
Hey.
So
you guys are just oh. throwing around
God
the G word
him.
A lot, huh?
Thank you, homie.
Nice.
Best ever.
Well, thanks for everybody who's helped us out.
Thank you, guys.
It's super insensitive.
No, you guys rule, and it's so awesome to be here.
And
able
where
to
can
that.
People find you guys on the internet?
Everywhere.
Do you have a band camp?
Yeah,
do you
have, we have a band camp.
Instagram?
Instagram.
Facebook?
Facebook.
Pornhub.
Twitter?
Pornhub.
Twitter, yeah.
We don't tweet. Tweet is stupid.
We don't really tweet. It's just there.
Ashley Madison?
What is that?
No, I do.
No.
Website. Oh
no.
My God. Shh, I do.
I was trying to. Yeah.
Shush.
You do you still like it in your face?
I do.
Yeah, I mean, just type in habituals in any of those, and you'll most likely find us.
I found if you Google the habituals, then it goes right to you. You
does it?
Just do habituals.
Yeah, you get a lot of other things.
Like,
yeah.
The first thing you see is like
your
someone
shit
like,
right away.
Like
right, right, yeah.
Slam. You're like, that's probably
habitual
not right.
Tide pot eating.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What are they up to? I'll hit them up.
Oh, look at that. Wow.
Oh, there's a world to
that's
explore.
What they're up to. Okay, I thought they were a little wrong.
We did the mash.
We are all wrong.
We did the monster mash.
Well, this has been great, my friends. I think we're going to close out the show, but maybe get one more song out of you. Do you got one more in you?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Ben doesn't give a fuck.
Oh,
which one?
Yeah.
Well,
what
do
we got?
Please go out, check out all the great stuff that's happening in Reno this upcoming week. We only covered
on
a small portion of it on this show. You can find out more in your local newspapers and, of course, the Facebook event page. But please go out and support local arts, go out and support local music and events going on around town. There's a lot of cool stuff every day of the week here in Reno. We live in such a great fucking place. So. For Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater, Dick, Cadillac, Kim, all the interns, Ian and Brandon, the production assistant. So I guess there's just one intern. Fucking pussy. For all of us here at Worst Little Podcast, thank you all for listening. Life is short and we love you. Good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
We're going to close with the zombie instrumental.
Yep.
Checkmark, egregious imbecile!
Duckwater Studios.
Beelzebub in the guise of a smutty-faced innocent.
I love you.